The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 653, Mayberry Days Review 2021. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Head over to Weavers now and check out some of the brand new DVDs. The Mayberry Effect, great documentary by Chris Hudson, all about the Andy Griffith Show, something you definitely want to check out. And while you're doing it, make it a double feature and get Mayberry Man, the movie. It's shipping now. Both movies are. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out all the other great items they have over there. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting this week is you, the patrons at patreon.com. Thank you, patrons, for supporting the podcast. I really do appreciate it. And thank you for being here as well. Whether you're able to support the show with donations to me to help pay for things or just to thank me for doing, you know, 12, 13 years worth of episodes, or you're just here and you go out and tell people about the podcast, I am so thankful for you. Thanks for being here. Then we're going to be talking today or tonight, whenever you're listening, about Mayberry Days. Now, Mayberry Days was a couple of weeks ago. It was, but I still haven't even had time to completely absorb all the fun and things that we were able to do during Mayberry Days. But I've tried to put together some pictures and some images and things so that we would have, a good representation of the things that happened at Mayberry Days. And I can give you some information about it. But if you want to really find out more information about Mayberry Days, you can go to mayberrydays.com or .org. Either one will get you there. They should. And there's information there about Mayberry Days. Now, I realize Mayberry Days is over for this year because it was held the September 22nd through the 26th of 2021. But I did have several people come up to me during Mayberry Days and tell me that they used the podcast to determine what kind of tickets that they wanted to buy during Mayberry Days so that they kind of knew what was going on. So here I'm going to be again giving you a little bit of information about what is happening or did happen in 2021 to kind of help you maybe next year even, or just to let you relive some of the fun that we had during Mayberry Days. Because, wow, I tell you, it is always so much fun. So I'm going to get a little background music just to make it fun for us. There we go. But again, you can head over to mayberrydays.com and get more and more information. So I'm going to throw up some pictures for us so we can talk. Mayberry Days started off really, because it really starts off on Monday, but it really starts to kick off on Thursday, which Thursday of Mayberry Days is the golf tournament. And the golf tournament, at the tee off for the golf tournament, we always have our special guest available there with us. And they are there and talk to the crowd and the golfers before they actually head out to golf. And we had a great group of special guests this year. We had Dennis Rush, had Margaret Carey, and Dennis Rush was Howie on the Andy Griffith Show. We had Margaret Carey. She was there with us, and she was Bess Muggins, whichever name you would like to say. Betty Lynn was there, but she only came out for the parade. We had Rodney Dillard. He wasn't at the kickoff or the tee off, but he was there. We had Ronnie Shell, who played Jim Martin or Bernie the Furrier on the Andy Griffith Show. But then, of course, he was Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle. We had Leroy McNeese, which I don't think he is in this photo either, but he was there and was having a great time with us that weekend. We had Joy Ellison was there, and she's not in this picture either. We had Clint Howard, who's also not in the picture. But then we get back to the picture. We had Dreema Denver, is the widow of Bob Denver, Dud Walsh. We had He played Dud on one episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Of course, you had the Howl, Hoke Howl, that played him on the others. But Dreema is a wonderful lady. Great to be around her. This was the second time I had met her, and I feel like I have met her forever. She was, I couldn't believe it was only the second time. And also not pictured in here, but was at this event, is Dick Atkins. He is in one of these pictures I'm going to show if you're watching the video version. And I'll post these pictures on our Facebook page, too, so you guys can go and check them out if you'd like to. And Dick Atkins, he was the director or producer of Murder in Coweta County that starred Andy Griffith and Johnny Cash. So the golfers went out and golfed, and then before they did, we serenaded them with a Mayberry Union High fight song to get everybody ready to go. One of the teams of golfers got together and were ready to sing the song, so we sang it together. And of course, it was like barbershop quartet style, so I sang with them. It was a great time. Right after that, as the golfers teed off, I had to head over because Karen Knotts had a show. That's right, she did a great show during Mayberry Days that was related to her brand new book that you can also get at Weavers if you'd like to go get it. She has a great new book called Tied Up in Knots, My Dad and Me. And you can go and check it out. It's a great book. And there was a book talk that she did during Mayberry Days. And I really enjoyed it because I got to go over there as Floyd. Not as Floyd, really. I was still dressed as Floyd. But the problem was they needed somebody to run the sound system. Well, folks have figured out I know how to do the podcast. And I kind of know some of this stuff. And since they had a shortage of sound guys, I was able to go over and help run the sound for Karen Knott's show. So the good part was I got to watch Karen's show. But right after that, Karen signed autographs. And then I had to head back over to the golf course where we were going to do the dinner following the golf tournament where we give out trophies and everything. One of the trophies, I believe it's the second place trophy, is a Barney Fife version. And it has Barney on it pointing his gun out in front of him. And we had Terry Varvel was there as Barney, and he was demonstrating the pose with his gun drawn so that the golfers would be able to see that it was Barney on top of their trophy. So I appreciate Terry, Barney, and the mayor, Mayor Pike, Eric Lowry, helping me out during the golf tournament. And the entertainment for the after meal at the golf tournament dinner was T. Graham Brown. And what a huge Mayberry fan he is. Now, hopefully you know who T. Graham Brown is. He's a country star. And he had a lot of hits back in the 80s and 90s. And hopefully you'll know who he is. But if you don't, you should, because he is a big Mayberry fan. Whether you like country music or don't, this guy has a heart for Mayberry. I'll tell you there. We had a great time visiting. It was so fun. He even got us up to sing the old Orange and Blue again with him. So we sang with him. I believe it's what we sang. Mayberry Union High is, I think, what we sang with him. But he had me and Barney come up and sing a song with him. So it was really fun. But wow, what a great time. And this was just all warm up, guys. This is the first day. We're just having fun, cutting people's hair, visiting with people on the golf course, and smiling and getting the Mayberry Days weekend off to a start. And so it's always a fun event. And it's a great time if you're going to Mayberry Days. If you want to get autographs from the special guests that are there, it is a wonderful time to go and do that because they're often available. All right, so the next day we had a special presentation at the Proclamation. There was a group of people that had gathered funds together to be able to purchase Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darlin herself, the dress and sweater that she wore were purchased and presented to the Surrey Arts Council to go into the Andy Griffith Museum for all fans to be able to see. The money, as we've been talking about before, Maggie's got some expenses and bills, and we've been trying to help raise money to help her. And Weavers has an entire section over at Weaver's Department Store that is all related to her. It's a Maggie Peterson collection, and you can go there and help her out, because anything you buy there goes directly to her. The only thing that's held out is any shipping cost. Everything else goes right back to Maggie and her family. Okay, but like I said, the cool thing was, one of the things she wanted to do to raise some extra dollars was to get her dress out and see how much it would raise. So we raised a great deal of money. We won't say how much, but we were able to help Maggie and help the fans at the same time. So I want to thank everybody who helped contribute to that. I'm not going to call them out because I'm not sure if I wouldn't miss a name. So I'm not going to call you guys out, but I thank you all. And it was announced during the proclamation. And speaking of the proclamation, it got started there on Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Something you don't want to miss, I think, because you're guaranteed to be able to see all the guests that are at Mayberry Days. They're going to be there, unless, you know, some reason they did, you know, their flight was canceled, something, they couldn't get there early enough. But they will be at the mayor's proclamation. I think it started at 9:30, actually. But folks start gathering about 9 o'clock, and you can get your, you may not be able to go up and speak to the guests, but you'll at least be able to see them and get photos. And there was a big crowd that gathered there. And all the guest stars and the dignitaries and most of the tribute artists, the ones that are kind of the official ones for Mayberry Days, definitely were on stage. I was able to be the MC for the event and, you know, bring up each cast member and give them an opportunity to speak. The dignitaries that were there from different offices, many of them didn't want to speak, so I think they were related to Mr. Schwamp, so that was very nice. I do want to point out that my buddy Ken Junkin received the You're the Cats Award this year for just all the wonderful things he does for Mayberry, in and around Mayberry. So congratulations to Kenneth. Tanya, who runs Mayberry Days, basically puts it all together. She's there at the Surrey Arts Council. She presented the award to Kenneth and said amazing things that I can't even come to repeat. So hopefully there's a recording of that Kenneth will be able to get a hold of. But congratulations to Otis, Kenneth Junkin, on receiving that award. So things moved along. Oh, my slides are jumping around on me because it's definitely not parade day yet. But the next day, we'll go ahead and jump to that. There was a lot of events. There was the trivia contest happened on Friday, which was a great trivia contest. The youth trivia and the adult trivia. I shouldn't say adult. It's the World Championship of Mayberry Trivia was a great contest. The winner of the adult version was Mike Jones. He was a first-time winner and a first-time Mayberry Days champion, so congratulations to Mike Jones. And it was a very tight race right up until the final Jeopardy version of the answer that they had to bid, and he went all in. He bet every point he had and got the answer correct as well, so he was successfully able to win. And he would... you know, if he had bet any less than that, the second place person who only had 100 points less than him would have beat him. So it was a really, really good competition. And if they both missed it, boy, third place would have been in there immediately. It was really good. Very good competition this year. I want to thank Kenneth Junkin, who comes up with the questions. And in a couple of weeks here on the podcast, we'll be going through at least some of the questions. We got three rounds of questions for Mayberry Days, and we'll go through some of those so you guys can kind of play along, see how you'll do. So congratulations to our trivia champions. On that Friday, we had a Rodney Dillard concert. We had a Leroy McNeese that had a concert on Thursday, so his was on Thursday, and Ronnie Shells was on Thursday, I believe, as well. I can't remember. I believe that's right. And that is right. And then Friday, we had, like I said, Rodney. And then we had James Gregory. We had T. Graham Brown had another concert on Friday night, which was really good. I went to that one. And then the Tim White and Troublesome Hollow did their show on Friday night. So that didn't start till 9:30. What a huge day that was. Then Saturday, we went back and it's time for the parade. Well, leading off the parade at Mayberry Days was our very own Betty Lynn. Now, Betty's been a little under the weather, so she's not been around. In the photo I have, you can barely see her. She's wearing the black hat on the other side of the car, but that is her. And folks were able to smile and wave at her, and she really wanted to be a part of the parade and be out there. So, Betty, all our love is going toward you, and we just hope you continue to improve and get feeling better. She hurt her shoulder, is what happened. So Betty is just, she's getting around, but she's a little hurt. So thank you, Betty, for everything. Thanks for bringing smiles and joy to all the people there during the parade. Dreama Denver was in the parade. All our guest stars were there. We had another Barney. We had maybe three or four Barneys. I don't remember. There's several Barneys were at the parade. We had another Floyd. It was Floyd Colby. It was Norm. Norm Schultz is there as Floyd Colby. That's the first Floyd, for those that don't know. We've said he is Floyd Colby. And Floyd Colby and Floyd Lawson used to be partners at the barbershop. And it used to be Floyd's, plural. And then when Floyd Colby retired, I just added an apostrophe and made it Floyd's Barbershop. So, anyway, we have a great time playing off of each other, because he was the mentor. He's the one who taught me to cut hair on cats. So he was there in the parade and in different parts. Margaret Carey, of course, was in the parade. Our podcast on Ms. Mayberry, Sarah Blaine, was in the parade, dressed up and in her Miss Mayberry attire, going through the parade, as was her dad, Dennis Asa Blaine. They're in our chat room every Monday night. If you'd like to be a part of the chat room, you can join us at live.twochairsnowaiting.com. Terry Varvel is running around as Barney. He's kind of our Barney that's doing most of the shows and stuff with us now. I really appreciate Terry, and he is just fitting right in and jumping in and hanging on. Thank you so much, Terry. He's great. And he's also the uncle of the star of the Mayberry Man movie, Brett Varvel. So that's good. Tim Pettigrew was there as Goober, of course. He was back in Mayberry. So good to have all these folks back in town. Oh, and Vicky was, we had Karen Moore in the parade this year. Now, Vicky Dressler, she's been very involved in the Mayberry stuff. So you're bound to have seen her around, but she was there with her shotgun ready to teach Andy a lesson. Of course, there were squad cars in the parade. Ronnie Shell was there in a military car truck. That was fun to see. Otis was there with the Miss Founders Day pageant winner. She was there with him. And then we had some Mayberry band members, along with the Barney, who is our trivia champion for the youth trivia. He was there with us. Leroy was in the parade. He had a nice truck. More Mayberry squad cars with Kyle there in the back, I think. And there's Don and Joyce there in the car. There were so many cars there. We had had Chris. Chris was there with his, from the Mayberry Effect, Chris Hudson. He was in the parade and just eating up all the Mayberry stuff. Of course, our fun girls were in the parade. Again, the parade's a great time to come too. So the Mayor's Proclamation and the parade both pretty much guarantee you seeing all kinds of people. But our fun girls were there. That's Dixie Griffith and Michelle. They're both here in the, they're awesome. Hello, doll. Michelle Bryson, by the way, I didn't say. Joy Ellison, she's there. She was Margaret Carey's daughter on the Christmas episode. You remember? That's who she played. So there she is. She was in with us again. She's also part of Neil Brower's presentation. And then Dick Atkins and his wife, Joanna, they were there in the parade. Dennis Rush, who played Howie. We got, here's Clint Howard. Clint Howard, who played Leon, of course, Ron Howard's younger brother. He was in the parade with his family. He has a fairly new wife, and she had some children that are his children now, and it was really nice to meet all of them. Super family. Great people. Great to meet. Great to see them. I'd not met the family. I think I had met the mom, but I had not met the kids before. And, of course, we had Baraka Valley. Baraka Valley is in the Mayberry Man movie, playing a lot of music. They're a bluegrass band that just signed a recording deal not too long ago with Sony Records. So they were there as well in the parade, pretty much as the Darlings, but it's kind of the opposite. There's it's four girls and one guy. So it's the opposite. It's pretty cool. So that's what all happened at the parade. And, folks, I'm just running out of time. I can't tell you all these stories. We have got the Colonel Timms. Colonel Timms is always a blast. I hope you were able to attend it. Other things that happened throughout the day, we had Neil Brower. Neil Brower was there with his, Professor Brower's class was there. And we had a great time with that because he interviewed Dennis Rush and Joy Ellison. That was on Saturday. We had the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club meeting that we have every year. It's the annual meeting. Always fun to be a part of. And, of course, Colonel Timms. As I said, Colonel Timms is always a blast because there's so much pressure on it. Because we never know, just so you know, if you ever get to come to that, it's a very much whose line is it anyway type show. Because we don't know who's going to be in it until about 2 hours before the show starts. And we have to put together a show and try to make it look like it's an actual put together show. And we've been doing this now. This was 30 some odd years. It's my 28th year of being a part of it. And wow, it is a lot of pressure, but wow, it's a lot of fun. And we had a great time and did the Mayberry Founders Day pageant as well during it. So it was just a lot of fun. So I'm going to cut it off at that. That was the end of the night. What a great time we had. There was so much going on. They were showing the Mayberry Effect during the Mayberry Days weekend at the Earl. The Mayberry Man movie was on down at the Creekside Cinema. So there was so much for folks to do. I'm sure everybody couldn't do it all. And I know I couldn't. So if you have a good story about something that happened at Mayberry Days, me and the other folks listening to this podcast would like to hear your story. So definitely give me a call, 888-684-8415, and tell your story. Or record yourself on your phone and email me the file. You can do that too. That would be great. I would love to hear from you, and I know everybody here would, because you're hearing my perspective. And I'm kind of biased because I'm part of the show. I would really like to hear what you guys that get to just watch the show and enjoy it and smile and visit with your friends. I'd like to hear your story as well. And I know others would as well. All right. So let's play. We got a few minutes. We're going to hear from Randy Turner, but I want to play a little bit of trivia. I don't know about y'all. We didn't get to play any trivia last week because we were kind of just busy. So let's get some music. There's our music. Thanks to Tim White and the VW boys. Let's do at least 5 questions. Are you ready? So get out your pencils and your piece of paper and let's see how you do. If you're driving, don't do that. You know, you might want to just keep your eyes on the road. Okay. All right. Here's question number 1. It's true or false. Barney got lost on a camping trip. True or false? Barney got lost on a camping trip. True or false? It's true or false. I'm not going to give you much time. I'm going to read it one more time and then give you the answer. So true or false, Barney got lost on a camping trip. The answer is true. It is true. He got lost. But luckily, he was able to follow. Let me make sure I'm not giving away an answer. He was able to follow the lake loons and get back. Okay. So let's go to question number 2. Name 2 people who got lost on a camping trip. Now, Barney don't count, so you got to name the other 2. All right? Name 2 people who got lost on the camping trip, because we already know about Barney. So you name the 2 other ones. There were 3 people that got lost. This is a little harder. Name 2 people other than Barney who got lost on the camping trip. Oh, the chat room. They got it right. So I'm going to give you the answer. You can pause if you don't want to know. Name 2 people who got lost on the camping trip other than Barney. Well, the answer is Gomer, because he was with him, and Opie. Opie. Remember, Opie was the one lost that they went looking for. Remember that? Aha! That was good. People in the chat room, great job in the chat room. The first one I saw get it right was Mike, Kentucky Mike. So congratulations in chat room. If you'd like to be a part of that chat room on Monday nights, we record this live and you can be there. Go to live.twochairsnowaiting.com at 8 p.m. Eastern time and join us. You'll enjoy it. There's about 38 folks in the chat room. All right, our next question, this is a good one. Andy's campsite ghost story. Ask what question? Andy's campsite ghost story. Ask what question? Oh. All right, come on. Can you get it? Andy's campsite ghost story. Ask what question? All right, I'm going to give it to you. Andy's campsite ghost story. It's fireside ghost story. Ask what question? Who stole my golden arm? Who stole my golden arm? That's the question. That's what the question was. Did you get that one? That's a good one. By the way, there'll be an episode coming up later in the month of that particular story. So hang on, because it's that time of year, Halloween time. Woo! That's the weird. That's the one episode I do every year that's kind of different. So we'll be doing Who Stole My Golden Arm episode later this month. All right, number four. What did Fletch bring the boys? What did Fletch bring to the boys' campsite? Okay. Okay, do you know it? I'm going to give you some multiple choice if you don't. What did Fletch bring to the boys' campsite? Was it A, horseshoes? B, archery equipment? C, guns? Or D, matches? Okay. What did Fletch bring the boys at the campsite? What did he bring it to them? Horseshoes, archery equipment, guns, or matches? The answer is archery equipment. It's bows and arrows. Yeah, I'll give you that. If you got that, if you said bows and arrows, I'll give it to you. It was archery equipment. Congratulations. And our final question, let me see which one I want to read to you. All right. Okay, this is a good one. Ready? Here's our final question. How did Barney go undercover to catch a shoplifter? How did Barney go undercover to catch a shoplifter? How did Barney go undercover to catch a shoplifter? Do you know? How did he go undercover? All right. I think that's long enough. I'm going to give you the answer. How did Barney go undercover to catch a shoplifter? He disguised himself as a mannequin. No thanks, Leon. Okay. He posed as a mannequin. All right. So there we go. There's our five questions. How'd you do? I hope you did well. Hope you had fun. That's the main thing. He was a mannequin. That's right. He was a mannequin. So there you go. All right, guys. It is time for us to hear a brand new report from Randy Turner for this week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Character actor James Say made a career of playing police officers and government officials, a trend easily seen in his four appearances in The Andy Griffith Show. James was born in Pasadena, California on September the 9th, 1914. Perhaps it's not surprising that, having been born in Los Angeles County, just 11 miles outside the City of Angels itself, James professed an interest in acting from an early age while being raised by his mother. Like many children, he saw his share of movies, but his mother regularly took him to theater matinee performances by a stock theater company in Pasadena. After finishing high school, James first worked for an insurance company, but soon became a student at the famed Pasadena Playhouse. After studying there for a year, he was chosen to be the leading man in a summer stock company in Connecticut. After returning that fall to the Pasadena Playhouse, he appeared in two plays and was then signed by Paramount Pictures. The studio's plan was to groom James as a leading man, though he initially played only small and credited roles. He made his film debut in the 1939 crime drama Back Door to Heaven. To say he hit the ground running would be a bit of an understatement. While some were filmed in 1939, 1940 saw James actually appear in 16 films. Among those was Women Without Names, another crime drama, though this time James played a more substantial role, resulting in his first credited performance. Of the other 15, 6 were uncredited roles, while the rest were not. One of those films was the William Holden comedy, Those Were the Days. Another was James's first Western, Oklahoma Renegades. James even appeared as a gangster in the second Green Hornet cliffhanger serial, The Green Hornet Strikes Again, co-starring Key Luke as Cato. Cato would later be played on television by Bruce Lee, and Key Luke would later play Aunt Bee's partner in her venture as a restaurateur. James appeared in 11 more films in 1941 and 14 more in 1942. Who knows whether it affected Paramount's original plans to groom him as a leading man, but his career was interrupted by World War II. The last film he was in before entering the service was the 1943 film Flight for Freedom, about Amelia Earhart, with James playing a naval lieutenant. During his service, James appeared in a number of military training films between 1943 and 1945, with titles such as Learn and Live, Resisting Enemy Interrogation, and The Last Bomb. Some were even less artistically named, such as Flight Characteristics of the A-20, followed by Flight Characteristics of the P-51 Airplane. But he definitely understood that first training film, as he also flew the A-20 as a bomber pilot during the war. After completing his military service and first appearing in an uncredited role in the 1946 crime comedy Home Sweet Homicide, James had another uncredited role, but it is likely the role in which he has been seen most often. Playing the uncredited Dr. Pierce, the doctor called upon to testify about the mental condition of a resident in a nursing home, likely didn't seem like that exciting a role. But when that nursing home patient is named Kris Kringle, and the testimony is part of a court scene in the classic Miracle on 34th Street, it results in a performance by James that has probably been seen by the largest number of people due to the repeated Christmas airings of this 1947 classic. For much of his career after the war, James played officious military and police officers, doctors, and government officials. He even played William Henry Harrison when he was a governor before becoming the president who served the shortest amount of time, playing Harrison in the 1952 movie Brave Warrior. James also played Colonel George Washington before becoming our first president in the 1951 movie When the Redskins Rode. Around the same time, James added another genre of films to his resume, which we will discuss next week in this deep dive discussion about the character actor James Say, who appeared in The Andy Griffith Show 4 different times. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy. Wow. He always comes up with some amazing stuff. I don't know where he gets it all. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on what he finds out about the Andy Griffith Show or just other things he's doing, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the stuff that he's doing. Hey, one of the things he has been doing is he is on a podcast, or it's a video, really. It's a YouTube channel, and it's Jim Fanning's Tugly, T-U-L-G-E-Y, Tuggy, I don't know how you say it, Tuggy, I'm from Alabama, I can't speak, I'm sorry, Jim, but you can head over and find it. The easiest way to find it is just go to YouTube, or go to YouTube, or you could go to Google and type VIP Randy Turner, Yeah, all separated out. And you'll be able to find it. He's got two interviews over on Jim Fanning's YouTube channel. There's two parts, part one and part two. They're both about 35, 36 minutes long. Definitely worth going to check out, where Randy talks about the Andy Griffith Show with Jim. And it's a great, they had some nice things to say about my podcast as well. Jim did. So I really appreciate that. But head over there and check it out. Again, the easiest way to find it is to go to VIP Randy Turner, and you'll be able to find it that way. And then, you know, subscribe to Jim's channel if you like it. He does a lot of Disney stuff if you like Disney. And Randy tells a lot of things in the second part about all the connections between the Andy Griffith Show and Disney, which there are a lot. So Randy is full of information, and I know you guys love Randy Turner. That's probably why you listen to my podcast. Thank you, Randy. And you can definitely go and hear more from Randy over at Jim's great YouTube channel over at, it's T-U-L-G-E-Y, Tulgi. It means thick woods. I know that's what it means. It's thick woods, but it's, I think it's from Alice in Wonderland, I think. Not sure. It's a Disney reference for certain. Anyway, so thank you, Jim. Sorry, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not saying your name, your podcast. You know, I even checked to make sure I could say it right, and I still can't say it. So thank you. Randy, again, thank you. And thank all of you for being here. Hey, I've got a little bit of news as we're starting to wrap up and get out of here. This coming weekend, which will be the ninth, Rick Roberts, who plays Barney in the Mayberry Man movie, and myself will be on Huckabee on TBN. So that's TBN. That's the Trinity Broadcasting Network. We'll be on Huckabee. You'll be able to watch it on Saturday night when it comes out, and then it'll repeat on Sunday. You'll be able to watch it those days, and then it'll show up on YouTube the following Tuesday. So a week from the day this podcast came out, it comes out. So if you're interested in watching that, definitely check it out. We'll be on Huckabee on TBN on Saturday night and Sunday when it repeats. All right. So that's big. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to be talking about the Mayberry Man movie and trying to get folks engaged in that. We appreciate the opportunity to be on there. Let's see. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the 3rd of October, 2021, which was just a day or so ago, was the 61st anniversary of the original debut of the Andy Griffith Show on television. So here we are heading into our 61st year now. So we celebrated last year for 60, and now that we're heading into 61, I feel like we can just continue to celebrate 60 because last year was the COVID year and it really ate into our fun. So let's just continue to celebrate 61 like it was 60. Let's just keep going. So 61 is the new 60. Let's just say it that way. So folks, we are just so excited. 61 years after the Andy Griffith Show premiered, there have been two new movies this year that came out about the Andy Griffith Show. Karen Knotts has a brand new book about her dad, Tied Up in Knots, and her. And just any day now, The Boys will be coming out, which is a new book by Ron Howard and Clint Howard. And definitely want to check those out. We'll have those at Weaver's. They'll be for sale there. We could not get any of the pre-autographed copies because they only went to Giant bookstores. They canceled our order, Surrey Arts Council's and everybody else's. So you guys, we're still trying. We had them ordered and they canceled it. So definitely Mrs. Weaver has not been happy that we were unable to get them. But we hope that if you can get one, you can get it at one of the big box stores, the great big stores, you know, Books a Million, those kind of things, Amazon. It's not Clint and Ron's fault at all. It was the publisher decided, you know, what's where the money is. So that's where they went. So small businesses like Weaver's couldn't get them. So that's just the way it is. And but we will have the actual book. We will have the book. It won't be autographed. So if you'd like a copy of the book, you can buy it at Weaver's. They're also going to be an audio book version of The Boys, read by, I believe, Ron and Clint. And that will be special as well. So I'm probably going to end up buying that. I listen to a lot of books. So anyway, I think that's all I've got for you guys. I have talked probably more than you needed, and we've wrapped up really a while back, but I would really, really love to hear from you. If you have stories about Mayberry Days that you'd like to share with us, please give me a call at 888-684-8415. If you have information about any of the Mayberry things, the Mayberry Man movie, if you'd like to tell us if you liked it or didn't, we'll play those as well. I'd like to hear what you thought. There's been some reviews of the movie, and they've been mostly, well, all positive. There might be some small negative pieces in them, but in general, very positive. So we are very excited about that because, folks, it's not a remake. It's brand new, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Folks, thanks for being here with me. We'll see you next week right here on Two Chairs, and we'll have some more Mayberry fun. So have a good week. Until next time. Bye, everybody.